views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn is a hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Lizanne will uncover life lessons for both animal and human from the animal's perspective and will share the wise voices of our wild animal companions. It's an animal's unquestionable intuition that guides Lizanne, a world-renowned animal communicator. Learn why your companion selected you and how you might experience love, compassion, and understanding. For all animals. They're here to help us understand the mirror they are for our life journey. Lizanne will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Now, here's your host, Lizanne Flynn.
Hey, everybody. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and you are listening to The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour. We're going to be talking about an interesting concept, I think. I was just talking with Chrissy, our producer, before we got started today, on love versus attachment, and sometimes how love can turn into attachment, specifically when we're talking about our companion animals, and how sometimes that can be a challenge to release that and to recognize the path of your animal companion as certainly an adult sentient being in their own right, and as a fellow spiritual being having an animal experience, different than the human experience, to be sure. Before we get started on that, I would just like to make a quick announcement. Tomorrow, October the 4th, is a international rally, I believe, and march to prevent and to stop the trade of ivory. As you know, elephants are being slaughtered at an unprecedented rate, specifically for their ivory tusks and for nothing else. This has a huge impact on the herds of elephants, leaving elephant calves orphaned and starving when they don't have any, especially if they're newborn, any milk from the mother elephant. If there's a website, a fabulous website, and there's so many ways that you all can support if you would like to. The website is iWorry, so the letter I and the word worry.org. And there's really fun and cool ways that you can do that. There's actually an elephant mask that you can print out onto your computer, cut out the holes, make sure you can see. And you can either put that on a stick or else wear it around your head in support of elephants. There are signs that you can make. There's so many people involved, tons of different celebrities. So if this resonates with you, I would invite you to go to iWorry.org. And if that it doesn't resonate for you, I would invite you to send some love and light to people who are going to be marching all across the world tomorrow in order to prevent the probable extinction of elephants simply for their ivory, and simply because this is something that humans want, not necessarily and specifically because it's also an important thing. Elephants are remarkable creatures. I'm going to be having an elephant activist on the show here in the next couple of months. I hope you'll tune in for that. Her name is Crystal Parks. She runs this amazing organization, not only here in the United States, here in Colorado, but also goes down to Kenya on regular visits, where she works specifically with the Kenyan natives down there to help them understand better the ways of elephants, to work with the farmers, to have basically a protective guard, if you will, a protective service force around the elephants in this particular area of Kenya. So I hope you'll tune in for that. And as I said, if this resonates for you, I hope that it does. And if it doesn't, I would just invite you to send some love and light out there to elephants. So, love versus attachment. I guess I'll start talking about this. It was interesting. Part of the premise or part of the base for this was a dream that I had. And as some of you might know who listen to this show and my other show on rentoradio.com on a regular basis, I'm pretty fond of dreams. I think that dreams are really a unique and wonderful way for our guides, for angels, for our higher selves, for the universe, all these wonderful beings and entities of light to provide us with information not only about ourselves, but about things in the future. To me, since I started keeping a dream journal, gosh, probably 6 or 7 years ago, it's really been a wonderful thing and a wonderful way to reflect upon the dreams that I do have and to get from them the messages that I'm supposed to get. Some of those dreams are fairly symbolic, and so I have to dig a little bit deeper. Other dreams, like this one I'm about to relate to you, was not so symbolic and was pretty clear, actually. I'm a Capricorn, and most of you might know Capricorns mostly by our upwardly mobile climb toward the mountain. We're the sea goat. We're supposed to be all about getting to the top of the mountain, etc. So it wasn't any coincidence, I think, that the universe used my climbing up actually some stairs, trying to get to the top of the stairs. And it happened to be here in my own home. And as I was climbing up these stairs, trying to get to the top of the second floor landing, all of a sudden the stairs fell away and I found myself just kind of suspended in midair. And it was clear that the message was, you don't really have to climb. You don't really have to work all that much. And the thing that they drew my focus to up at the top of the landing, I have this absolutely adorable picture. I wish you all could see it, by a local artist. It's actually drawn in colored pencil. That's what this woman is known for. And it's a lovely kind of cartoon scene, although not cartoonish, but drawn in beautiful pastel shades of color pencil. And it's these two polar bears. And she is also fond of drawing polar bears. And these two polar bears, one is on the top of a roof and the other is kind of across the street or the alleyway looking out the window. And the one that's on top of the roof is extending this lovely red heart to the one across the alleyway, reaching out the window to get the heart. And so I just looked at this picture, this drawing. And for me, art is something that I resonate with because I like to have things around me that I resonate with. And as these stairs fell away and I was directed face onto this beautiful picture that's a drawing that's at the top of my landing, I heard almost in a shout, "It's all about the love." And so to me, the message from the universe was relatively clear. It was, don't worry so much about climbing. Don't worry so much about getting to a particular place. Just if you focus on the love, it's all about the love. And if I do focus on the love for myself, for my fellow human beings, for animals everywhere, just be love, then it's going to be a much easier climb for me than if I had not had love as kind of a supporting base for myself. Pretty interesting dream, wasn't it? I'm sure you've probably had dreams like that yourself before. And if you'd like to share something with me during my next 45 minutes or so on the air, I would invite you to call 1-800-930-2819. That's our call-in number, and our fabulous producer, Chrissy, will put you through. You can also go to the website, Transformation Talk Radio, and on the right-hand side of the page, there's a little box that you can say, send a live question in now, and you can absolutely go ahead and do that. I would be delighted to hear from you. If you have any thoughts about love, any dreams that you would like to share, anything like that at all that happens to resonate with you, even talking about elephants, if you happen to go while you're listening to me to the website of iworry.org and look and see what's there, if you'd like to talk about that, I'd absolutely welcome anything about that. We're going to be heading into the break in just a few minutes. And I wanted to also preface the next things that I'm going to say about love and attachment is that I'm one of those people that thinks Valentine's Day is great, and I'd also would love it if the powers that be, if I had a magic wand, I would wave it and I would make every single day Valentine's Day. There's so often that I would love to have, I think maybe I'm just going to have to buy up some Valentine's Day cards to send out at random. What a good idea from time to time during the year. Because I think we all need to have that reminder that we are loved and deeply loved, not only by other people in our lives, but most certainly and most definitely by the universe. We're heading into the break. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to shoot me a question on the website or go to our call-in number, 1-800-930-2819. I hope you stay tuned.
Each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at maryjanemack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn. I'm your host on The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, we are talking about the subject of love. I know it's not Valentine's Day yet. Maybe this is just kind of getting you all geared up for it. And what happens when love turns into attachment, and I think specifically with our companion animals. So as we headed into the break, we were talking about maybe making Valentine's Day or every single day, a love day. And I think that's the conclusion I arrived at after this dream that I had probably, I don't know, must have been 2 or 3, maybe even 4 years ago. And I have to say, I feel so very blessed because of it. Here I am, I'm working at my passion, I'm getting paid for it, I'm helping people solve their problems, promoting self-healing, and knowing that I am making a difference in the world. And when I think about that, how could I not love myself and feel good about just being me? And this is the start, I think, of love in its purest form, and it's that self-love. Just recently, I printed out some affirmations from the amazing and wonderful Louise Hay. I'm sure you all are familiar with her work. You can heal your body, you can heal your life. She wrote these books. And I have to say, I think it's making a difference. I usually had the practice of sharing Reiki with myself since I'm a Reiki master first thing in the morning. But I definitely think there is some power behind changing your thoughts and changing your thoughts to self-love, to look at yourself in the mirror and say, darling, I love you today. That may seem to be uncomfortable for some of you. At first, it was for me. I readily admit that. But I have to say, it's getting easier and easier and easier. And so I would ask you, how is this how it is in your world? Have you thought about how much you matter to those in your life, your biological family and friends, your soul family, those you work with, the people you interact with every day? Are you working at your passion and getting paid for it? And are you on the way to discovering just exactly what that passion is that fills you up and makes you giggly and act goofy at times, and other times fills you with such a quiet, calm, peaceful, iridescent flame that you think you must be floating a couple of feet off the ground? Certainly, just by listening to me today, by being here with me, with your energy, you are surely taking exactly the same steps that I do to get to or reinforce that very special relationship you have with yourself, with your physical body, with your soul, the world. The list is endless, really, and it starts truly with the relationship we have with ourselves. In the next couple of months, I think I'll probably do a show on the relationship that we have with the physical body. Again, for me as a Reiki practitioner, and as some of you know, with my journey with having MS and sharing my life with MS, my relationship with my physical body is one that has become very important to me. It's certainly not one that I can take for granted, and I think that was probably the purpose, the reason behind the universe truly gifting me with MS, so that I could learn to have those conversations on a really deep level with my physical body. All of this is a form of self-love, and all of this is what makes, I think, the purest part of love, the part of putting another before ourselves, an amazing and wonderful thing to experience. So this past week, it seemed like the idea of attachment was coming up over and over. And let me clarify by what I mean by attachment. And I can do that more easily by describing the feeling. To me, it's a feeling of being disempowered, of feeling anxious, of feeling slightly out of my body with lots of mind circular chatter going on. I'd started to recognize the symptoms of attachment over the years and through various relationships. And I have to say, it's only at this point in my life that I can see with clear observation, most times, because I'm still having my own human experience, what's going on with me and why I feel this way. Being attached to something or someone reminds me of a line from Buddha. Pain is inevitable, suffering is not. For it is in our suffering that attachment may be visible. I think that love is one of the most, if not the most, authentic emotions we have as spiritual beings having human experiences. And I know most definitely for our animal companions as spiritual beings having an animal experience. At its most powerful, it is capable of bringing even the most cynical person to their knees and weeping when they feel its full glory. I think it can be the softest sound in the world, the most delicate touch, and it can also gong like a large bell and feel like you've been hit by a truck. I have to say, in being perfectly honest with you, I've fallen in love exactly once in my life before. I mention this only because of wanting to share the feeling with you of being completely and totally focused on the other person's welfare. That was the thing that surprised me the most because I honestly wasn't prepared for it and really had no clue about what to expect. It was an overwhelming feeling for me of wanting to make sure that this person's life was the best that it could be, and how could I add to that and support that? The closest I've come to experiencing this again, or before that time, was with my two sons, and although not romantic love, it is a love so deep and so enduring that a parent will really go to extreme lengths to see that their child is well cared for in their lifetime. There is a point, though, in which emotions that we perceive to be authentic and rooted in the best possible intentions for our partners, whether they're two or four-legged, becomes an attachment. That's when the feelings of insecurity and angst come in, and for me, those are my markers at whose point I have to take a couple of steps back and say, what's going on here? It's extremely challenging, most definitely, to find yourself in that place and want to not choose the place of integrity. Because as human beings, our emotions take us on amazing rides to heights that we may not be experiencing by ourselves, and we perceive that it is this human animal or non-human animal that is doing this for us, which is, of course, is an illusion and one that is particularly difficult to see through at times. That's why I think we have relationships rooted in the institution of marriage that may not be authentically thriving after a few years or even a few decades. I think perhaps as a whole culture, we as human beings find ourselves to be attached to being attached, no matter what the cost to our spiritual beings or higher selves. And again, whether that's spiritual beings having a human experience or spiritual beings having an animal experience. I think it's a tough, tough thing to be in a relationship, whether with another human or with an animal, and to love them with open arms, to understand that at this point in time, you share a path with them. But it could be that within the next couple of years, within the next couple of weeks, within the next couple of months, your paths might diverge from one another. And it's at that point that I would invite you to look and see whether your paths being together are a healthy, happy, positive, and whole thing for you and for that other person. And what I'm talking about is not working on a relationship. I think if you're actively working on a relationship, there is already that base of love there that kind of supports you from underneath, that brings you to a place of seeing yourself and the other person very, very clearly. There's some excellent books out on the subject, specifically written by Robert A. Johnson. And I believe they're called, and it's critical if you're going to Google him to get the Robert A. Johnson. This is the guy who studied with Carl Jung. The books are called He, She, and We. And in these books, Robert Johnson very deliberately and with great care kind of exposes romantic love as really just being the beginning of truly and deeply loving someone without necessarily being attached to them. I like to use the 80-20 rule in all relationships. 80% good, 20% not so good. I think that's a pretty fair thing. I'm not saying it has to be perfect 100% of the time, because I think that's unrealistic. And I think this goes for companion animals as well. And perhaps the issue of attachment happens more easily and more often in our bonds with our animals because of their capacity to love so unconditionally. That's a really seductive thing, isn't it? To feel that wash of pure love flowing out to you from their hearts and souls. To know that at the end of the day, when we reach our front door, we may have the most love we've encountered all day long waiting for us on the other side of the door. Dogs in particular, I think, because they're genetically engineered to please, it becomes difficult, I think, to not attach to them and instead to simply love them as adult sentient beings of a different species. That's not to say that cats don't have their own special love. I think of my older cat, Kiki, who's 13 and seems to be entering the beginning of her transition phase. I am trying my best to be compassionate and loving and embracing her with open arms so that I'll know if she needs my help to transition. And even as I say this, there's a lump in my throat because of how much I love her and for how much she's taught me and given me through her lifetime with me. This certainly is the same thing that I feel when I'm working with a guardian who is at the place of needing to help their animal companion transition. It's that same sort of unique and charismatic way that our animal companions have of accepting us unconditionally. That for me is the true meaning, the true essence, the true spirit, I think, of as pure love as we can get to. They love us deeply and completely, and they are so present and so in the moment that it's not an attachment on their part because they only think about what's best for us. Yes, they have their own path, but somehow in their higher selves and in their very unique, what I would like to call soul structure as a spiritual being and the animal experience, it's a remarkable way and a remarkable thing that they do to not have judgment, to not complain, to not shake their finger at us, as we sometimes find ourselves doing with them. And so for them, I'd like to think that it is pure love and not attachment. And I think it's from our animals and our animal companions, the animals of the world, that we can learn a very deep and a very profound lesson about what it means to love with open arms and with an open brace. We're heading back into our second break. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope you stay tuned.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio. the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and you're listening to The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Just a reminder, if you'd like to call in or shoot me a question on the website, that call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also go to the website, the homepage, and send me a live question or comment, and I promise that I will try to get to those as soon as possible during our next couple of breaks. So as we headed into break, we were talking about the idea of love versus attachment and the idea of having maybe an 80-20 rule in relationships and having our relationships is our animal companions at the same time, the same 80-20 rule. And what I really want to focus on is when our attachment to our animal companions gets in the way of honoring them and loving them with an open embrace. And most times I think that attachment doesn't become apparent until after many years when we're facing the end of their lives. Or it might become apparent fairly soon after we bring these spiritual beings having an animal experience into our lives. There may be behavior issues, also known as shared life lessons with them, that crop up right away that leave us as humans scratching our heads and wondering why the dog is barking so much. Why is the cat not using the litter box? Or why is the dragon burning the house down? I'm just kidding about that last one. But wouldn't it be cool to own dragons? Big Harry Potter fan, and I often thought that I'm a Hagrid fan as well, and I thought owning a dragon would be kind of cool. But it can feel like the house is afire with lots of emotions coming up from our depths when we're having what we perceive are behavior issues with them. And we might even say out loud, why are you not doing what I want you to do? And then I think to myself, that's the aha moment, right? That's the crux of it. We have formed an expectation with a specified outcome based on what we believe to be the proper order of things. Humans on top with animals following behind. Is this really love, though? Is this really opening ourselves to the challenges, to the blessings that this adult sentient being of a different species brings into our lives? Or is it an attachment to what we perceive might be an object, an extension of ourselves, albeit a living and breathing one, that we perceive mirrors for us what we think is in our own best interest? And you will notice, as with all mirrors, and sometimes on a bad hair day, as I like to say, looking inward isn't especially fun, but it is necessary, especially with animals. And trust me when I say, when you change your energy with your animal companions, they will automatically change theirs. That's how it works. Humans really are responsible and in charge of the home environment, the environment that makes up the place, this shared sacred space where our relationship with them rests in. With humans, our attachment becomes apparent when they want to treat us in a way that's counter to our higher selves or end the relationship maybe before we want them to end the relationship. And those feelings I described earlier of being off-center, of not fully in our physical selves, I think are symptoms of that attachment. How different it would be to look clearly at the other human being and speak from our authentic self and heart and say, hey, I think we're on paths that are just too different to be compatible at this point in time. I wish you well. I thank you for the life lessons, and you will hold a warm space in my heart. Instead, sometimes we get twisted up in the attachment that threatens to choke off, I think, our very essence as we twist this way and that way, trying to keep this person in our lives when they may not meant to be to stay because we are attached to them. And it feels as if our very life force depends upon this person staying in our lives. Certainly, there are other reasons why we choose to become attached, and all of it, my gentle listeners, can be uncovered with some help by your guides and angels, and most importantly, by being compassionate and loving with yourself first. I often say that if you ask a question, the universe will respond. It may not be the answer that you want to hear, but you will definitely get an answer. We are surrounded every single moment of every single day, of every single month, of every single year, for our entire lifetimes, by beings of light and entities who are just waiting with bated breath sometimes for us to ask these questions, for us to utilize them in a way that connects us with our higher selves and our souls so that they can illuminate our soul path more clearly for us. This, again, as I said earlier, the attachment that I speak of is really different than working at a relationship, because in a true loving relationship, there's an underlying base of mutual respect and integrity laced through with love that shores up the trying times, the challenges that we face in all of our relationships. And I would invite you that if you just listen to your heart and be willing to be in that heart space, not only with other humans, but definitely with your animal companions, you will surely know the difference. I think it is of the mind where attachments rest, and love most certainly is a bond of the heart. Similar to our animal companions, again, I think being with another human with whom we feel an attraction and the beginnings of strong emotions lays the foundation in a way for attachment to form versus love. And I think it's all in the clarity with which we see ourselves as to whether this attachment forms. Because let's face it, it's nice to be needed. When you have an animal companion dependent upon you, and they are, and I believe that that's the way this lifetime was structured, almost that the beings of higher intuition, dare I say, and higher intelligence are dependent upon those who are not as intuitive for their very survival. And again, that nice to be needed feeling, I think we're seduced by that feeling, and then we may feel like we need that person, with whom we may feel whole for the first time in our lives. With animals, though, I think there's an entirely different set of attachment points that can quickly become an intricate snare for both human and animal, in which neither feels happy, secure, or loved. Typically, although you might think otherwise, there are less positive feelings of fear, anger, frustration, and I will tell you, on both sides of the relationship. I'll back that up a little bit. With animals, they may feel these things, but they are so good at releasing and then presenting back with no judgment, tons of compassion, and an abundance of love. They're simply in the moment and very direct. Our animal companions absolutely intuitively sense or know our thoughts about them, our feelings toward them, and can read us, I say, like yesterday's newspapers, in terms of how well we think our relationship with them is going. Is that really the definition of love, though, how well we think it's going? What about using a compassionate, non-judgmental, open-minded approach with them in the same spirit that we might treat our most valued human friend or partner? Of course, we're not perfect, and this may be an ideal even on the best days for humans. That's when we think to ourselves, I'll do better tomorrow. The thing is, animals are so in the moment and live moment to moment that for them, there literally is no tomorrow. They exist only in the now. They don't put off what they need to and want to do today. And I'm reminded of a line from one of my favorite poems, Emily Dickinson, forever is composed of now. And I think that's most definitely how animals see it. Most definitely. They do live in that moment-to-moment place. Try that on for size for just for a moment. If you knew that truly this moment with your animal companion may never come again, and in truth it never will, and how transforming it would be for you and for them to simply be with them in this moment that they're asking you to be in with them. Whether it's a moment of happiness and light and joy, or one of the darker moments that our shadow side brings forward, of which our shared planetary experiences, which, by the way, we create, consist. Those moments of cleaning up pee or poop or other bodily substances, those moments of working with them on their natural instinctive behaviors in order to modify them for your sanity and for theirs. And I can't tell you the number of times when I'm doing animal communication that I've had an animal come right out and say, I absolutely do need better boundaries with you, meaning their guardian, about whether that happens to be barking, whether that happens to be using not lunging at a leash, whether that happens to be take for instance birds and not biting as much, or all those sorts of things, they will absolutely come forward with, these are my boundaries and I need your help with them. The time is going so fast today, I can't believe it. We're heading into our final break. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Hey, everybody. everybody. Welcome back to The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lizanne Flynn, and we are talking about love versus attachment, and specifically as it relates to our animal companions. And before we get to the end of the show, I wanted to invite you, if you'd like to contact me, my website is still undergoing transformation, which is a good thing, but you can still go there and shoot me an email, contact me, go to my Facebook page, like my Facebook fan page if you'd like. My website is www.theanimals with an S on the end, so it's plural, the letter I and the word view, V as in Victor, IEW.com. My Facebook page is facebook.com/TheAnimalsEyeView1. I'd love to hear from you. You can sign up for my newsletter that comes out usually once every couple of months. And if there's anything that I can help you with or a question that I might be able to answer for you, I would love to do that for you. So back to our topic, and let's finish up with this. So we've been talking about love versus attachment and how specifically with our companion animals, it sometimes seems that we get attached to them and perhaps form expectations of them. And the really remarkable thing about them is how highly intuitive that they are and how they will mirror back to us in a flash whatever those life lessons are for us that we're meant to learn with them. And believe me when I say that our animal companions absolutely choose us. We think that we choose them by going into the shelter and, oh gosh, look at, you know, this or that, or for instance, in the case of a horse or a bird or fish even, or lizards or iguanas or rabbits or guinea pigs or what have you, the level of intuition is going to vary a little bit, I think, between species, but certainly and most importantly, their role in our lives is one and the same, and is that is to partner with us and to help us to gently raise our vibrational level to the level that they're at. I honestly am in awe most days, all days, I think, when I have an opportunity to work with and communicate with animals, whether that be animal companions, whether that be wild animals, of their sense of integrity, of their knowingness about how we as a species are, meaning humans, and again, their unconditional love and their lack of judgment of us. If they have an issue to be brought up, it's simply brought up. There's no complaining tone. There's no anger. There's no frustration. It might come up fairly quickly for me, such as, gee, I'd really like to spend more time with you, sort of a thing. But there's no emotion behind it. That's the really remarkable thing about them. So getting back to it, when we're in these moments that, again, of being in places with them where we'd rather not be, when we say, gosh, why can't you just be how I want you to be, sort of a thing. These moments, as I said, of working with them on their natural instinctive behaviors. And as I said earlier, this is where the tricky part comes in. Humans are responsible for creating an environment where love can and will take root and grow with their adult sentient beings of a different species partner. And I do say it's humans first, animals second, and not in a hierarchical sort of a way, but a way in if humans aren't happy in their environment for whatever reason, neither will their animal companions be. So when I talk about embracing your animal companions without forming attachment to them, loving them with open arms, does that mean that you have to love so deeply that all behavior makes for that all behavior is fair game, and an unharmonious home is tolerated? On the contrary, I think it's imperative that you set the tone of security and modification of behavior on both parts, human and animal, so that a truly loving relationship of giving each other some slack, of having each other's backs at all times, of deeply, deeply connecting with the heart and the soul of another species is possible. There does come a time during animal communication sessions, if I'm working on specific behavior issues, where negotiation comes up. And believe me when I say that the energy coming from the animal experience side of the camp is equal to that coming from the human experience side of the camp. It's exactly what you would think happens in any intimate relationship that you have with another sentient being, and you might just happen to speak the language of that other sentient being. Think about this for just a second. If you're in a relationship and the behavior of your partner is something that is, it's something that you just don't like, it's something that you feel uncomfortable with, it's something that you feel influences the flow, the energy of the relationship, of course you would bring this up to your partner, and of course you would ask your partner to modify their behavior. And your partner would, in a loving relationship, absolutely agree and say, I had no idea that this bothered you so much. I can absolutely modify my behavior. And so oftentimes, I think, at least in human relationships, when we ask someone to modify their behavior, there may be the perception that we're asking that person to change, and that's not it at all. To me, behavior is on the outside of a person. Those are the actions of a person, and that's not the essence, the energy of the person. And therefore, I think that that can be easily modified. It also happens during communication sessions with animals and their humans that I get the question from the human contingency of, well, can you just make them understand? Can you just make them not to do whatever that particular behavior is, whether it's behavior of not using a litter box, whether it's a behavior of barking too much, whether it's a behavior of whatever that might be. And my answer to that is, I can't make anyone do anything, human or animal. The only thing that I can do as an animal communicator is that I can help this animal to understand and to present to them why their behavior, specific behavior, is not supporting a harmonious and healthy and happy household. And I can only do the same thing for the human guardian. Because trust me when I say most of the behavior modification where behavior issues are concerned does fall on the shoulders of the human guardian. And appropriately so. And because they are usually, because we're human, unconscious about some change that's taken place in that home environment that's affecting that animal in such a way that the only red flag they have to wave is the red flag of behavior, to say, wow, this has changed. Your work hours shifted again. I'm not seeing you as much. I'm not happy when you take me to daycare on this day because I don't like the dogs or the people at daycare, whatever the issue happens to be. But it is the human being that's responsible, just like it is in any other relationship. We are the ones that make it go. And even more so in the true relationships that we have with our animal companions, we are the ones who are responsible for building this base of love and affection, for building this base of open embrace with the appropriate amount of structure to honor the animal experience. It's really a remarkable thing, I think, when humans and animals can come together and can love each other with an open embrace. And that, my gentle listeners, is what I would invite for you to do today. Thank you so much. I can't believe this hour has gone by so quickly. Thank you so much to Chrissy and to Dr. Pat. Take very, very good care of yourselves in the coming week. Remember to say to yourselves and your animal companions at least once a day, I love you. I'm Lizanne Flynn. I hope you'll join me next week, Thursday, noon Eastern, 10 a.m. Mountain, 9 Pacific, for the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. See you next time.
been listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? For more information and to schedule a personal session with Lizanne, visit theanimalseyeview.com. That's theanimalseyeview.com. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, Seven Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free seven gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.